From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Global markets rebounded Tuesday after China's central bank cut its key interest rate to support growth in the world's second largest economy. Earlier, China's main stock index closed sharply lower for a fourth day. European markets recovered almost all of their losses from Monday, with most rising at least 4%. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks are expected to open higher and oil prices traded higher. Hours after Shanghai's stock index slumped to close at 7.6%, adding to Monday's 8.5% loss and taking the benchmark to its lowest level since December 15th, the central bank swung into action. South Korea has halted propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement reached Tuesday after marathon talks diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean peninsula. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman. Meanwhile, two Koreas agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties more than after 60 years of an armistice ending the Korean War. They also said they will resume reunions in September for families separated by conflict. Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday, they say were part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group. They say there were, the Spain's Interior Ministry said the arrest took place in San Martin de la Vega, just south of Madrid, and in five locations in northern Morocco. VOA News. Police in Hungary reported Tuesday that a record number of migrants had crossed into the country, while the United Nations Refugee Agency said it estimated thousands more people were following a similar path. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015 and more than doubled the number from last year. Authorities say nearly 2,100 crossed the border Monday. That's the highest number to do so in a single day. Thousands of migrants, mostly from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are following the path after crossing the Mediterranean to land in Greece. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has agreed to sign a peace deal aimed at ending his country's 20-month-old civil war. In a letter obtained by VOA's South Sudan in Focus program, the East African bloc, IGAD, says the agreement will be signed Wednesday in Juba, South Sudan's capital. IGAD had been mediating the talks to end the war between Kiir's government and rebels led by former deputy Riek Machar. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and promised solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the security situation in the Northeast as the government attempts to quell the Boko Haram insurgency. Meanwhile, a young female suicide bomber Tuesday killed at least five people and wounded dozens in the Northeast town of Domaturu. Although there has been no claim of responsibility, suspicion has fallen on Boko Haram. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan on Tuesday, and authorities advised more than 100,000 people to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced winds of up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 people injured in Japan and forced cancellations of flights and train service. Forecasters expect the typhoon to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan by early Wednesday. U.S. officials said Tuesday that it will take time for Sri Lanka to achieve reconciliation following the country's 26-year civil war, but that it has made positive steps in that direction. The Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, Anisha Biswal, and the Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, Tom Malinowski, met with the Sri Lankan foreign minister as part of a two-day visit. Health researchers say there are now 47 million people living with dementia globally. That's up 35 million in 2009. They warn that without a medical breakthrough, those numbers will likely double every 20 years. That information came in a report issued Tuesday by the Alzheimer's Disease International. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.